Clarence Moore can't find a place to live. He served in the Marine Corps from 1968 to 1971. He deployed twice to Vietnam, but he can't find a landlord in Los Angeles who'll take his government housing voucher.
It's been very, very difficult, especially when you're handicapped.
In March of 2015, Moore was hit by a car while crossing the street and has been using a motorized wheelchair because he still needs more operations on his legs. But that hasn't stopped him from searching for an apartment.
Where have you been looking?
Brentwood, Beverly Hills, Japantown, Koreatown, Pasadena, Highland Park, Glendale, and Santa Monica.
Moore has what's known as a VASH voucher, which the federal government issues to homeless veterans. The vouchers pay a set amount towards the veteran's rent, but it's often hard to persuade landlords to accept them. Since getting his voucher about 2.5 months ago, Moore says he's seen about 30 apartments.
They was not accessible to handicap. Either that, I wasn't called back on the application. They're taking application fees, which results in you losing a lot of money.
Money is tight, and paying dozens of application fees doesn't help. Moore even paid for the wheelchair himself because the VA wouldn't buy him a motorized one.
You know, I wasn't worth a wheelchair, even though I went to war and risked my life.
So Moore lives in transitional housing at the West Los Angeles Veterans Campus. His story isn't unique in Southern California. Christine Margiotta is the director of the United Way's Home for Good LA program.
There are 1,000 veterans who are currently homeless but are holding a government subsidy, a voucher, for market rate housing.
That's up from 700 in August.
And they need two things. They need a landlord to say yes, to welcome them into their unit, and they need the move-in funds, the security deposit, the funding for furniture and other household goods.
So while the federal government has made even more vouchers available to vets, it's having a harder time persuading landlords to take a chance on a homeless veteran. In LA's tight rental market, with just a 2% vacancy rate, landlords can afford to be picky. Some say the vouchers pay less than the market value for an apartment. Others just don't want to deal with vouchers, and still others say it's too big a risk to open their doors to a formerly homeless person. That frustrates homeless advocates. They say if they could just get enough landlords on board, they could actually end veteran homelessness.
In the January homeless count, there were over 4,300 homeless veterans. By the end of this year, we will have housed over 4,300. Essentially, we would have solved this problem, if not for new veterans becoming homeless.
While there's still lots more to be done, Margiotta says 2015 has been a year of progress. Indeed, while other cities around the country have declared an end to veteran homelessness, the total number they've housed is often less than the number of vets housed in LA every month.
We're housing over 330 veterans each month. That's over 10 veterans a day. That is, from our understanding, a larger volume than any other city in the country. We should be incredibly proud of that.
Even though he's been turned down dozens of times, Clarence Moore is optimistic he'll find a place to live before his voucher expires January 23rd.
You know, I haven't given up. I'm not going to give up. And if it runs out, I'm going to reapply. I need the help.
Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti says while the city won't end veteran homelessness by the end of 2015, it can achieve what's called functional zero by the summer of 2016. Functional zero means the city will have housed all the homeless vets it's been able to identify and set up a safety net to rapidly rehouse any vets who become homeless in the future. In Los Angeles, I'm John Ismay.